Need a sump pump? PermaSeal installs more pumps than any other contractor in Chicagoland. Price, value, and professionalism. You know who to call. PermaSeal. 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Oh, yeah, it's Gloria. Shadows of Night. They had to change their name because there was a band called Shadows. So they extended it to Shadows of Night, K-N-I-G-H-T-S. All the band members went to Prospect High School in Mount Prospect and the sports team, the Knights. So the Shadows of Night hit big with Gloria. And after performing around the Northwest suburbs, they became the house band at The Cellar in Arlington Heights. And The Cellar was a place that was very unique. We're going to talk about it right now with longtime Arlington Heights resident Sean Hoffman, who has produced an album of music called A Blast from the Cellar, Lost Gems from the 60s Chicago Garage Rock Explosion. This is some record you got here, Sean. And for people who weren't around then, The Cellar was an unbelievable spot for local music, but also, and I still don't understand how they got these big national groups to play there. How did that happen?
Well, the owner of The Cellar, Paul Sampson, had another company called Windy City Production, and they were a promoter for a lot of concerts in the Chicago area, and he brought a lot of these bands into the Chicago area, and he would convince them to come out to his club in Arlington Heights and play a night if they were going to be in the area. So they had the Byrds and the Yardbirds and Buffalo Springfield, The Who, Cream, all in a very short time. It was kind of an incredible story.
The real heart and soul of The Cellar, though, the local acts, and you've captured that on this record. How did you find these recordings?
So I've been working on a book about The Cellar for a few years, and in speaking with some of the musicians, they had records that they had put out back in the day that they sort of used as a business card to get gigs at other clubs. So they would put out a single that frequently they would print 100, maybe 500 copies, and they just kind of came and went. And I felt like there needed to be a new spotlight shown on some of this music because it's just such great stuff and people hadn't heard it.
Sean, who are your favorites? And are you old enough to have been one of the people hanging out at The Cellar?
I'm not. My dad was what was called the Cellar Dweller, and they were the regulars at The Cellar, and he went to high school in the area. So when I was a kid growing up in Arlington Heights, we would drive past the old place, and he would point it out and tell me stories about all the, you know, the Fridays and Saturdays he had spent there and everyone he had seen, and it just really grabbed my attention. It just seemed like a special place that needed to get, have a moment in the spotlight.
There were a lot of teen clubs back in the day, like the Wild Goose, that was Dex Card's place. But these were places where no alcohol was served. That was the deal, right?
That's right. They were teenagers only. So they checked IDs at the door, and it was for teenagers, high school students. They did not want to deal with alcohol. They didn't want to deal with, you know, whatever issues, security issues might come with that, and licensing issues and everything. So this was specifically for the local teenagers.
A few years ago, well, it was many years ago when I was over at Channel 11 at WTGW, and we did the documentary How Chicago Rocked the 60s, and we went to the location of the old Cellar in Arlington Heights and spent a little time talking about it. And I heard from so many people about that. If you Google How Chicago Rocked the 60s, you can watch that show. But let's take a break, and then we'll play some of the music you've got on this album, A Blast from the Cellar, Lost Gems from the 60s Chicago Garage Rock Explosion. And we'll continue talking about The Cellar with Sean Hoffman. The Mods, I'm going to leave you. That's one of the tracks on the brand new album, A Blast from the Cellar, Lost Gems from the 60s Chicago Garage Rock Explosion. The Mods didn't really make it on the radio. They weren't national success stories, but Sean Hoffman, they were really big around here, weren't they?
Oh, they definitely were. They had a huge local following. They were known as one of the best live bands in the area, and they had a really loyal fan base in the area, for sure.
Longtime Arlington Heights resident Sean Hoffman has produced this album, and it has all sorts of goodies from the cellar, the local bands that made their name there. And as we mentioned, a lot of big names played the cellar as well. In fact, eventually legends like Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf played the blues there, didn't they?
Yes, they did. After a while, the owner started having the Southside blues musicians who had inspired the first wave of the garage bands come out and play themselves. And he really did a lot to kind of break down some racial barriers in the suburbs here. It was really a fascinating time.
You know, with so many of those teen clubs back in the day, like the Blue Village and others, they seem to always have colors in their name, too. You could probably produce albums for everybody. You may have hit on something here, Sean.
I'm open to the challenge if you're throwing it out there. I think that'd be a great idea.
Let's listen to another bit of music from this album. Before we do, tell us about the band Saturday's Children. A lot of people probably don't know about them, but back in the day they did, didn't they?
They sure did. They were another local band with a real strong following. They were known as America's Beatles, and they're known specifically for their songwriting and their harmonies.
This is something...
And,
go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sean.
No, go ahead. Yeah, so they had a really loyal following at the cellar, and they played around a lot in the area at the time. They were very popular for about a year and a half there.
Here's Never Feel the Rain. That's a really good quality. I'm surprised because you're listening to something that's really old. Did you have to do some high-tech magic on these tapes, Sean?
We did. We had an excellent engineer named Liam Davis. Who he took a variety of sources. We had cassette tapes, reel-to-reel tapes, 45 singles, acetate, lacquer, masters, you name it. And he kind of, you know, took them all these different sources and made them all kind of flow together.
What happened? What happened to the cellar in Arlington Heights eventually?
They eventually closed in 1970. The whole time they were open, they had trouble with the local officials in Arlington. And, you know, just the nature, it was the time of the country was a lot of upheaval at the time. And so, you know, people were afraid of large groups of teenagers congregating.
Yeah.
And that describes the cellar. That's exactly what it was and what it was there for. So it made local officials nervous, and it was just hard to keep it open.
Mm-hmm.
And after a certain point, you know, a lot of the bigger bands started playing bigger venues, and they got, you know, the touring became more of an established thing, and it was just harder to book great bands.
Did the Amboy Dukes ever make it out of the Chicago area?
They did, actually. Yeah, Ted Nugent started the Amboy Dukes at St. Vita High School in Arlington Heights, and then when he graduated, he moved to Detroit and put together a different lineup, and they had some big hits nationally.
This is You Talk Sunshine. You Talk Sunshine and I Breathe Fire is on the Blast from the Cellar album. Sean, that sounds like it could have been recorded today.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. On a Blast from the Cellar, Lost Gems from the 60s Garage Rock Explosion. There are 16 tracks, 4 previously unreleased, from 11 of the bands who used to rock the stage at the Cellar in Arlington Heights. How can people get this record, Sean?
The record can be ordered right now at CheapKissRecords.com. And it will also be available at the Cheap Kiss Records store in Villa Park starting on September 5th.
Cheap Kiss.
Cheap Kiss. And then we are going to have a record release party at Hey Nani in Arlington Heights on October 15th. And tickets are almost sold out for that. They're going fast.
You got a book in mind, too, don't you?
On a book about the cellar as well. And that's how I kind of stumbled on a bunch of these songs. And I just thought, you know, people need to hear this stuff.
Well, keep us posted because the text line is blowing up now with people who remember the Cellar and all the other teen clubs back in the day here in Chicago. Good talking to you, Sean. Congratulations on a blast from the Cellar, Lost Gems from the 60s Chicago Garage Rock Explosion. Keep in touch, okay?
Thank you so much. It was wonderful to speak with you. Thank you.
My pleasure.